victims deserve justice, and they will get it. Demand is reportedly soaring for bulletproof backpacks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The demand seems to be rapidly increasing after the two recent mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. An Austin, Texas-based store that sells bulletproof backpack inserts, ready-to-go survival, has seen more than a 300% increase in sales just in the past week. The company has reportedly received hundreds of phone calls from parents asking which product would offer the most protection. A report by CNN says sales are increasing at a 200 to 300% rate nationally.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The deadly Legionnaires outbreak at an Atlanta hotel is being called the biggest in Georgia history. Attorney Chris Stewart says the outbreak was extensive.
This is the largest outbreak in Georgia history. This doesn't happen often because hotels have procedures and policies to monitor their water.
One person is dead and 11 other cases confirmed at the Sheraton in Atlanta. Now the people stayed at the hotel between June and July. A recent study from market research company YouGov finds that 30% of millennials and an increasingly large number of Gen Xers say they feel lonely. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John DeMaster.
This compared to just 16% of Gen Xers and 9% of baby boomers. Experts saying that loneliness among millennials and Gen Z may be driven by personal and societal challenges today, including economic pressures, inability to communicate or discuss different ideas, and the rise of social media, where psychologists believe the curated versions of young generations put online make it difficult to create real connections with others. Most experts say the issue is too complex and solutions must consider at least multiple societal causes. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
A limited amount of baby spinach is being voluntarily recalled by Dole over possible salmonella concerns. The products include 6-ounce bags and 10-ounce clamshells with a use-by date of August 5th. Salmonella was detected in a random test conducted in Michigan. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot and Hotter Inn. And we have a great guest coming in about 15 minutes. We'll be picking up from some topics that we've had in the past. We followed the New Jersey changes for incentives for actors and tax credits, and the bill expired under Governor Christie. And then a year ago, a new bill was passed and is in effect now. And as a result of that, or perhaps unrelated, in any event, there are a lot of filming that has been going on and is going out on currently throughout New Jersey. And so I asked an actor to join us on the phone, and a few days ago, his episode on A&E just aired. So I thought it would be a good time to talk to him and get a little perspective about acting in New Jersey and being on a set, and what if you want to be an extra? So we have a great topic today, and how important it is to have these opportunities in the film industry tied to our economy and job growth, and our entire state can really benefit from this, as have many other states in the past. And of course, New Jersey has such a rich history with the film industry. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and some other things. Our guests will be joining us around 4:15. But you know I have to pay the bills and do the weather, so stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hotter Inn every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hotter Inn provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, so now for the weather. So we had a beautiful weekend here in New Jersey in and around the Hunterdon County area. And now today was also a beautiful day. I was outside working all day, worked outside because it was so beautiful and so much better than being inside. If you have to do work and be focused on something, at least you can have a great environment. So that was me today, outside all day, and it's mostly sunny. It's a little warm out. There's a high of 86. But what's going to happen is we're going to get some clouds and then some showers this evening. And it won't be quite as chilly as this morning. I think when I woke up this morning, I think it was 50-something. So this morning was a little chilly, and it's dark out again. I don't really like that so much, but what are we going to do? Tonight we have a low of 69, and then tomorrow we're looking at showers and then some heavy rain Tuesday night. So there's an 80% chance of some heavy rain. And again, the low is the same as tonight, which is between 68 and 69. Wednesday, we have a chance of thunderstorms, the same on Thursday. And Thursday evening also are thunderstorms. And Friday is a beach day. It's mostly sunny with a high near 82. So that's looking pretty good. And right now, Saturday and Sunday are looking sunny and mid-80s to low-80s, 83 on Saturday and 85 on Sunday. However, with the different storms and systems moving in that are going to produce a lot of this rain starting tomorrow and then through Thursday, it is always possible that it can continue a little bit longer than what they're anticipating. And has anyone tracked how accurate the weather is? This weather seems to be pretty good. So we'll see what happens this week. But if you want to plan for the weekend right now, it looks like you can leave Friday morning and be gone for the whole weekend and have beautiful skies. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, we're back in the studio. So in anticipation of our guests, I just want to point out a few things. The first is what is on our Hot and Hunterdon Facebook page. So what's on that is two very famous, I don't know if they're producers or, well, some are actors, producers. They're a little bit of everything. So we have the first one that's posted is actually Steven Spielberg. So there were a couple of articles that were on NewJersey.com and in the Star Ledger, and it talks about how people want to be extras, and they were filming in Paterson, New Jersey, and people were pretty excited about it. They were putting some changes on storefronts, active storefronts, and really getting into the spirit of things in the neighborhood where they were filming. So it looked really fun. They were doing some props and changing some storefronts around. So this particular filming is for a movie musical that is actually West Side Story. So Steven Spielberg is remaking this 1961 movie. And the filming is in Paterson and Newark. So Summer Productions have been working to bring this to a 1950s Sharks versus Jets gang to life. So it's pretty fun to see that happening in the neighborhood. And it's nice to see the hopefulness where people want to take part in this. And the second film, very famous director as well. So it's Martin Scorsese, and he's filming The Irishman. And that, the New York Film Festival announced that The Irishman, which stars Robert De Niro as Frank the Irishman and Al Pacino, is going to open with a world premiere on September 27th at the New York Film Festival. So that is really fun. And you can see, the filming going around in New Jersey. It was partially filmed in Paterson and also Newark, I believe. So it is pretty great. There's some people from New Jersey that are in that particular film that are New Jersey natives. So Bobby Cannavale hails from Union City, and he is Felix. And They're pretty excited to have filmed in New Jersey, and we're excited that they filmed in New Jersey. I know sometimes it causes some traffic and things of that nature, but I think it's well worth it. And I think the film industry and the tax incentives that are available is helping. I mean, those are some really big names, and I think New Jersey can get all the help possible to be able to really entice these companies to come in and to hire local people, and it's good for the economy and it's good for the neighborhoods. Brings a lot of interest into the area. So I think that's really, really neat. So the bill that is the tax incentive program for filming is New Jersey S-122 and 18R. So I think that that's great to have some kind of incentive program. I felt strongly when it had expired that it wasn't good for business in New Jersey because they do really generate jobs and revenue to the state and to the local economy. So it's exciting to see what's going on with this renewed bill. And hopefully we're going to see a lot more things because tax incentive programs really are important. So there are financial advisories and an incentive program. I think when we covered this last, we talked about the federal government having a program, a tax incentive program. And so now New Jersey has it back again, and I think it allows for different exemptions for the production of film. There's a sales tax exemption for tangible properties. You're exempt from New Jersey sales tax, and that could be the purchase of replacement parts for machinery, tools, and other supplies. Also, the rental of picture cars, rental of other types of props and costs. So it's pretty nice if you rent those things here in New Jersey that you won't be taxed on them. So I think that financial incentives are important, and I think filmmaking brings a lot to the area, both in terms of exposure and jobs. And I think it's nice to showcase us. So it's a 30 to 35% tax credit and a 2% diversity bonus. So it's called the New Jersey Film and Digital Media Tax Credit Program. And that's a transferable credit against corporate business tax and gross income tax for certain expenses. So we're going to do some commercials and then we'll be back.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
kid. Your time has come to change. Though I need you more than I needed anyone in any way. The kid, yeah, I know it won't be long. The captain's call, come to see you back where we belong. See, something inside me is breaking. Something inside says there's somewhere better than this. Sunset sailing on April skies. Bloodshot fire clouds in her eyes. I can't say what I might believe. But if God made you, he's in love with me. Hey. I can't. The wishes count at all. Give me a sign, give me anything, I won't tell a soul. Hey kid, will you hold me when I sleep? And will you find me when the tide decides that I gotta leave? Now something inside me is breaking. But something inside says there's somewhere better than this. Sunset sailing on April skies. Bloodshot.
So we don't have our guest yet, so we're going to cover a few things. First, though, I'm going to make sure that they have the phone number so when they are able to get in and call us in the studio here, they will be able to do so, and then we'll just have a little disruption. And I think that's not too bad. So just get that sent out. And I can multitask. Sure, I can. Why not? Now, I did have some great quotes from actors, and I wanted to share them. Okay, so I am multitasking. So there's this great movie, though, that I just found called Emergence, and it was also filmed in New Jersey, and it's going to air next month at the end of September. So before I lose that again, and then we'll do the quotes, Emergence. So it looked pretty interesting, and it was filmed in a whole lot of places here. Let's see if we could find it. Emergence. New Jersey filming, maybe? I hate to touch the computers around here because I don't want to move anything, so I'm using my phone to try to find that. So we'll have to find that. So we already know that we have West Side Story, and we have Martin Scorsese's film. And now we have something that's already filmed in four or five different areas of New Jersey. And that film was called Emergence. And let's see if we could find the little bio about it. Of course, it would go so much better if I could type properly. Let's see. New Jersey Films, Emergence. It looked like it was filmed in Point Pleasant, maybe. But it doesn't want to come up on my browser. So I don't know what's up with that. Let's see if we had, because we used a different browser, maybe. All right, so we're all good now. All right, so this is what we have. Montclair Kearney, Atlantic Highlands. Island Beach State Park, Berkeley Township, Seaside Heights, Passaic, and Westfield. So this is a movie called Emergence, and it's a character-driven genre thriller. It's about a police chief who takes a young child she finds near the site of a mysterious accident who has no memory of what has happened. The investigation draws her into a conspiracy larger than she ever imagined, and the child's identity is at the center of it all, and it premieres on September 24th, 2019. So that's pretty great because we love to see things happening in New Jersey. And I also believe, let me just check the date here. Do you notice that the newspaper does not put dates on articles? So when you're looking something up or you're reading something, you have no idea when it was from. So you'll have to pardon me because Joker, which is a movie, it said that it also filmed in Jersey City, and they were over at the Brennan Courthouse, and production companies were there bringing in 1970s-style vehicles for the fictional Gotham. So that sounded great, but I don't know when it was. I know the movie will be released in October 2019, so the filming is come and gone, but it was in Jersey City. And it was also a Martin Scorsese-produced film called Joker. So it is the largest production in the city of Jersey City. So it's caught a lot of attention. So Joker, the Todd Phillips film starring Joaquin Phoenix, began setting up in Jersey City. And this was about a year ago it was filmed. And it'll be released in just a few weeks now, because we're coming through the mid-August here. So you know it'll be September in a blink of an eye. So they did some street closures, but local people seem to really like this because it's really fun. It's cool. Someone was quoted as saying it was a big-name movie, and it's being shot, you know, in the same city where they grew up. So it's pretty fun. And a lot of the locals applied to be an extra. And you just kind of sit out, like for this film, the extra sat out in the courthouse, and the film's crew comes in. They come in with trailers and prop cars, and, you know, they have to eat. Usually it's a pretty big deal. So feeding all of the people, I think, is nice for the local economy. And that film, Joker, was filmed in Jersey City. So when you see that on the big screen this year, you have to make sure that you know that it was from New Jersey. So there was another film, that one's a little bit older. So I just love to see this. And there was an article in March, and it says New Jersey is poised to turn itself into a Hollywood East, which I think is really great. And I don't know if you all recall our previous radio show when we talked about the film industry, and Thomas Edison's invention is what really helped the movie camera. And I wish our guest was on the phone because he could give you the whole history of it. But it's actually Thomas Edison who created the motion pictures. I believe that was in his studio in West Orange, and that would have been in the 1880s or so. But people forgot that New Jersey had such a rich history in the business. And I believe it's, and I know at one point I had a picture of it because I never knew myself, I want to say like Hasbrook Heights, but I could be wrong. I'm going to look it up on our break. And that's really where all the filming was done, you know, back in the day. And it says, Jersey wasn't even considered among the top states offering attractive incentives to lure film and TV production, but it's changed now. It said with this incentive program that there's more tax revenue and New Jersey is seen as a safe haven. Hey, who knows? Maybe it's the sports betting, right? We don't know. But the New Jersey Motion Picture and Television Commission said New Jersey has raised its tax incentive program up to $75 million. So prior to that, the state only had $10 million, and you know there was a period where the tax incentive program had actually expired. So to have that back now and to have $75 million in incentives really could help position New Jersey to be the East Hollywood doing film productions. And the nearness to New York City, too, where it's a little bit cheaper than filming in New York and hopefully a little bit easier. So the HBO series, this article states, Boardwalk Empire, which I did watch that for a few seasons. It was on Sunday night. It's always a great time for a great movie, just sort of unwind. Hopefully by Sunday night you have your week all ready and you're all geared up and you can relax a little bit. So Boardwalk Empire, I really enjoyed. It was filmed in Brooklyn, even though the show took place in Atlantic City during Prohibition. It was really interesting, a lot of history to that. Asbury Park, the other spot in Jersey with an old-fashioned boardwalk, had bid on that particular series, but they did not film there. And so I believe the film industry now in New Jersey is ready to get spillover from productions in New York, and said that a union rule that any shoots within 25 miles of Manhattan's Columbus Circle don't have to pay travel expenses for the crews. So I guess that makes it a little bit enticing. So Jersey would look at like Newark, because that would be within the area. And NBC was producing The Enemy Within in New Jersey's Bergen and Hudson County, with shootings in Newark and Jersey City, both close to Manhattan. And it set up a studio, NBC, at the Izod Center, which used to be home to the NBA New Jersey Nets, but has been underused for many years. So I love to see that when abandoned or vacant properties start to be used. And they said warehouses throughout the state are also being looked at for conversion in TV facilities. So there's a dozen major productions currently filming in New Jersey. And if we knew when this article was, everyone would be amazed that we had current information. So actually, this article is from March 18th, 2019. So 3 months ago, there were 18 films. Okay. So yeah, this is pretty recent. So I think that it's really encouraging that there can be so much production for New Jersey. And to be close to New York, I think, really helps. So New Jersey gives a 30% tax credit on purchases and rentals for film production. The tax incentive is 35% in some of the state's southernmost counties. Well, isn't that interesting? So it says that it's still, New Jersey is considered still a new kid on the block, according to the director at Forest Road Company and VP at Film Production Capital. So they are financing against, they're in the business of providing financing against tax credits earned by the entertainment companies and film production capital. So New Jersey's program is near the top in tax incentives, and film production capital gives the state a 3-star rating. So that's pretty good. We've covered Georgia in the past. They're always a top-rated state for their incentive programs. They're established. The other two states that have established incentive programs are Louisiana and Massachusetts. But we got 3 stars, so I think that's something good that we're looking at. New York actually doesn't include breaks on the cost of performers, directors, producers, but it gets a rebate on money spent, which is a program, a very good program, even though it could be limited. So a fair share of TV shows and movies have been made in New Jersey over the decades, and some of those you're going to know. The one I think everyone in New Jersey recognizes is Jersey Shore, right? And maybe not for a good reason. And The Sopranos were also filmed in New Jersey. So it's great to have production companies into New Jersey. I think it's really a great opportunity for us. I'd love to see some in Hunterdon County, but take what we can get. The Asbury Park Music and Film Festival, also attracts people. And, of course, Clinton had a film festival twice now. I'm not sure what the plans are this year. But I think those local film festivals really help. I know that there was one in Montclair and somewhere else. Maybe there are 3 or 4 around New Jersey. So it's really exciting when the festivals are tied to the film industry. And I think, I'm joking about the sports betting, but whatever we could do to make it happen here, Asbury Park Music Film Festival is going to be a lot of local films that'll be produced along with some other things. So I think this is great news. We're going to do the weather and then we'll be back. Actually, we're going to do the news and then we'll be back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration announces a new rule on Monday that would tighten the belt on the number of immigrants qualifying for green cards and visa applications. Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, explains the rule would focus on immigrants becoming self-sufficient.
Our rule generally prevents aliens who are likely to become a public charge from coming to the United States or remaining here and getting a green card.
Federal charges are being filed against a friend of a shooter who murdered 9 people in Dayton, Ohio last week.
Ethan Colley, 24, of Kettering, now stands accused by federal criminal complaint of unlawfully possessing a firearm while being a user of controlled substances.
That's U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman, who also says Colley is being charged with lying on federal firearms forms. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally, lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr vows to get to the bottom of Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide. Speaking in New Orleans on Monday, Barr cited some serious irregularities at the federal jail facility that held Epstein in New York. Barr also says any co-conspirators should not rest easy, as the victims deserve justice, and they will get it. Demand is reportedly soaring for bulletproof backpacks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The demand seems to be rapidly increasing after the 2 recent mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. An Austin, Texas-based store that sells bulletproof backpack inserts, ready-to-go survival, has seen more than a 300% increase in sales just in the past week. The company has reportedly received hundreds of phone calls from parents asking which product would offer the most protection. A report by CNN says sales are increasing at a 200% to 300% rate nationally.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
to thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets. Lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The deadly Legionnaires outbreak at an Atlanta hotel is being called the biggest in Georgia history. Attorney Chris Stewart says the outbreak was extensive.
This is the largest outbreak in Georgia history. This doesn't happen often because hotels have procedures and policies to monitor their water.
One person is dead and 11 other cases confirmed at the Sheraton in Atlanta. Now, the people stayed at the hotel between June and July. A recent study from market research company YouGov finds that 30% of millennials and an increasingly large number of Gen Xers say they feel lonely. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John DeMaster.
This compared to just 16% of Gen Xers and 9% of baby boomers. Experts saying that loneliness among millennials and Gen Z may be driven by personal and societal challenges today, including economic pressures, inability to communicate or discuss different ideas, and the rise of social media, where psychologists believe the curated versions of young generations put online make it difficult to create real connections with others. Most experts say the issue is too complex and solutions must consider at least multiple societal causes. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
A limited amount of baby spinach is being voluntarily recalled by Dole over possible salmonella concerns. The products include 6-ounce bags and 10-ounce clamshells with a use-by date of August 5th. Salmonella was detected in a random test conducted in Michigan. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
All right, so they need like a little pause between the terrible Legionnaire disease in Atlanta at the Sheraton and the outbreak there and the depression or the loneliness study by the Gen Xs, because I had them tied together in my head and that wasn't a good thing. So I did find some information on the film industry in New Jersey that Edison really was responsible for the equipment, inventing those kind of things. But New Jersey was really the main area of filming before Hollywood. And it's funny that people don't really know or recall that we had the roots in the movie industry. So Thomas Edison really is the reason why New Jersey was tied to the early parts of the film industry. And again, I mentioned earlier that he had developed the camera for the film, which was the kinetograph, and that was able to, detect movement, film movement, which had not been the case prior to that. So this is 1888 to 1892. They were able to film. They were using 35-millimeter film, and that was from Eastman Company, which was Kodak. I just read a little article about Kodak. It's really interesting. They're in a different industry now, but people aren't maybe tied to what their new industry is. So Kodak, way back then, we're talking 1890s, the Eastman Company with this 35-millimeter film. So it's pretty interesting, the history that New Jersey has. The exact device was 4 feet tall. So not something you could really move around. It was as big as a kitchen cabinet or a series of kitchen cabinets. And I haven't been to the Thomas Edison Museum. It's on my list of places to visit in New Jersey this year. So I'm going to go there and be interested to find out if they have any of this early invention work that's on display. So he was able to actually make movies, and Black Maria was opened in West Orange. It was a name used for police wagons at the time, and the kinetographic theater was similar in the color. Only sunlight was strong enough to allow images to be seen on movie film at the time, so the roof of the studio opened to let in sunshine, and the entire Black Maria could be rotated to be aligned with the sun. That reminds me of those What are they? There's one in Gettysburg and one in Atlanta, and I've been to both. And they move, they rotate around. They're really, really cool. So inside this particular theater, it was only 12 square feet for filming, but I did some public demonstrations, and the Brooklyn Institute of Art and Sciences were able to help with the demonstration. And this was a big deal in New Jersey. And this parlor was the first one. And I believe later New York opens a kinetoscope in New York. But New Jersey was the first one. And 75 films were made in that studio, that Black Maria studio in New Jersey. Each one lasted about 20 seconds. And they were silent and in black and white, of course. But they were the first cinematographers. So they were Edison's assistants that were doing this for the first time. You know, talk about changing an industry and being able to produce film, movement on camera. This was really amazing stuff. Even dancing, we'd not been able to capture that before. All the photography was still photography. So I think it's pretty neat what happened here in New Jersey. And it didn't last like other things, you know, and sometimes you invent one thing and something else goes away. I was just reading an article and it had, you know, things, upcoming products and services or companies that are declining and may no longer be with us. And one of those actually sort of reminds me of this. So it was the iPod or the iPod, the Nano. May not be able to get that anywhere else but on a used board. And that really changed the industry. Prior to that, you know, you had these large Walkmans, or you couldn't listen to music while you were moving. And of course, we all remember the boom boxes, right? And now, what do you need? You have wireless earbuds and your phone, and you go anywhere, or a watch, and you have access to your music. So sometimes you invent something and there's a transition and it goes to something else. So that's, you know, pretty exciting. But I think it's important to remember the history of New Jersey and the roots. We'll be back.
Yeah.
All right. Apparently, not only are the millennials depressed or feeling lonely. Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's do the commercials, and then we'll wrap up the end of the history of New Jersey and the film industry, and look forward to being able to see some of these scenes as they get released in the next month or two. So stay with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Okay, so we're back, and I just wanted to talk about one other film, and I think it might have been the last film that was produced in New Jersey. It was called The Great Train Robbery. So it was, let me see if it is the last one. Black Maria closed in 1901, I think that is just around when the Great Train Robbery was filmed. So I think it was filmed in New Jersey, which the Great Train Robbery is like a classic movie. If you've never seen it, it is worth seeing just because of the film, the way that they were able to shoot the film. The cameraman, Edwin Porter. I don't know if they call him a director or a camera person, but he was considered the father of American story film, and he shot the 10-minute, 14-scene movie in different New Jersey locations, including Paterson. It was the most popular and commercially successful film of its time, and really, if you haven't seen it, and you have any industry in film, you have to watch this quick movie. I don't even know where you could get it, but if I find it, I'll post it on Hot and Hunterdon and because it was really different from other movies. So they had been filming everyday events like snowstorms. But Porter, he wanted Edison to get people to flock to the theaters. And he felt the only way to do that was to be able to see a story. So he's the first person who ever used close-ups and edited film to create suspense. And there's music. Of course, they didn't have audio back in the film days, so then they would supply audio later, and they had this, I remember the music and the noise from the train to build the suspense, which is really amazing. So the plot was inspired by a true event that actually occurred on August 29, 1900, when four members of Butch Cassidy's Hole in the Wall gang halted a train on the Union Pacific Railroad in Wyoming. And the bandits blew up the safe, and they got $5,000 in cash in 1900. So you can imagine how epic that really was. And the ending of the film was really exciting to viewers because a gun was pointed straight at the audience, and it was fired right in their faces to startle them. And the scene never failed to send viewers in the front row diving for cover. So it really was a great, great film. And so that became a narrative film. And then from that, that's where movie stars were born. And Fort Lee was the home of many different movie stars. Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, Pearl White, Harold Lloyd, they all performed and lived in Fort Lee. And then what happened was World War I occurred, and that stopped the movie industry in New Jersey. And for some reason, which I do not know why, after that time period, all the movies were made in Hollywood after that. So I want to see New Jersey restored as part of the film industry and being such a great central location. And not to mention our landscape. We have everything in and around New Jersey. You have the beach. You have rural areas. You have mountains. You have beautiful reservoirs and lakes, just about any scene, I think. We have urban areas. What more could you want? So I am glad the tax incentive program is back. I'm especially glad to see film coming to some of our cities, especially Patterson, where the residents have really embraced the West Side Story. And the star of that show is also from New Jersey, the lead female character there, who I've seen on stage. So it is really exciting to see this happen in New Jersey. These are the kinds of things we have to look at when we're looking at building our economy and making sure we have jobs. Being able to create this industry could really help to sustain New Jersey. So I love that we're seeing it around. Now, next week, I'm going to have a local guest, someone from Northlands. So it's under new management or new ownership. We're going to be able to talk about that. That's a miniature train area. So we definitely are excited to be hosting them in our studio next week. So we're looking forward to that. And that just about wraps up our hour. We'll do a little bit of music, and then we are done for the day. I don't know how radio time goes so quickly, but it really does. It just flies by. So the 19th is our next show, and we'll have Northlands on. They're on Route 202 outside of Flemington. We have that going on, and hopefully you got out to the Corn and Tomato Festival. And if you have any pictures, feel free to post them on our Facebook. Have a great week.
To do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in New Orleans on Monday, Attorney General Bill Barr says the investigation of Jeffrey Epstein will continue.
The FBI and the Office of Inspector General are doing just that. We will get to the bottom of what happened, and there will be accountability.
Federal prosecutors have filed charges against a friend of a man accused of a mass murder outside a bar in Dayton, Ohio last week. Ben Glassman, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Ohio, says Ethan Colley lied on forms about illegal drug use in order to be able to purchase body armor and firearm accessories.
He told them during the second interview that he had done, quote-unquote, hard drugs with Connor Betts, as well as marijuana and acid, 4 or 5 times a week.
Glassman did emphasize that there's no indication that Colley knew what the murderer was up to. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a 2-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Turning to the 2020 presidential race, former Vice President Joe Biden believes Congress needs to bring back the ban on assault-style weapons. In a New York Times op-ed on Sunday, a week after the mass murders in El Paso and Dayton, Biden argues that the ban passed in 1994 worked. Anti-ICE protesters protest Amazon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
Dozens of people are in custody after a protest at an Amazon store in New York's Manhattan. Protesters say the Sunday rally was part of a day of action as Jewish organizations across the nation had scheduled protests against ICE. The rally denouncing what the activists call Amazon's cooperation with ICE, claiming the tech giant hosts databases for software that helps officials find immigrants. The demonstration coming a day after 100 people were arrested at another ICE protest elsewhere in New York City.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
With 3 people committing murders that killed over 30 people in the last 2 weeks, many people are searching for answers as far as what can be done to combat this. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Pastor Mark E. Moore. He's also author of a new book titled Core 52, a 15-minute daily guide to build your Bible IQ in 1 year. And he believes that we all have to get back to reading the Bible, and that will help with everything that goes on in our lives.
What we know about those who are engaged in the Bible, meaning they read the Bible 4 times a week or more. And we're not talking about hours, right? You know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Those who are Bible engaged, is about 60%, you will find statistics change. Drinking, like drunkenness, is 60% lower with Bible engaged. Sexual immorality, 60% lower. Self-harming thoughts, 60% lower. And then you go on the positive side, they have about a 30% higher positive self-image, about 30% higher benevolent gene in them. So knowing the Bible somehow makes an individual better, and as individuals get better, of course, families and then